Ambush News and Talk by Benstown. In these turbulent times, an assassination attempt on Donald Trump shook the nation.
As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life.
Now, Joe Biden steps down from his re-election campaign.
And we are grateful for his service to our nation.
Listen to us for comprehensive election coverage.
You just never know what's going to happen next.
Stay informed on the lead up to November 5th and beyond with 790 KABC.
I'm wishing Team USA all the best of luck.
Good luck, Team USA.
Go, Team USA.
Stay updated on every gold medal moment with 790 KABC's Summer Games coverage live from Paris.
We're all back home supporting you.
Do us proud and bring home those gold medals.
We're your morning hookup. No, not like that.
Oh, that's a real shame.
We're hooking you up with the freshest news, traffic, and weather. And unlike your last hookup, we won't send you to the clinic.
That's a weight off my mind.
790 KABC. A wave of change is sweeping the globe. Nigel Farage wins his first seat in UK Parliament.
This is just the first step of something that is going to stun all of you.
Marine Le Pen gains popularity in the French election. And Donald Trump leads in the U.S.
The Democrats want open borders and they don't mind crime. We want very tight, very strict borders.
This populism surge challenges the establishment and signals a global political shift.
Well, I think the establishment actually is against me, but really coming online.
This is a revolt against the establishment. Help me join the revolt and try to get our country back on track.
What does it mean for us here in the United States and around the world?
It's going to dismantle the rigged system and create a fairer, more just society for all of us.
They say populism is dangerous, but what's really dangerous is the neglect and betrayal we've suffered from the ruling class.
Real change is coming.
Tune into 790 KABC for in-depth political analysis. They were once bitter rivals.
You have little Marco Rubio. He has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen.
He's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". And you know what they say about men with small hands?
Now, Marco Rubio is shortlisted as a potential running mate on the Trump campaign.
Americans remember when Donald Trump was president, we had a good economy and they could afford the cost of living.
For live coverage on the race for the White House, trust 790 KABC. The USA celebrates its 248th birthday today. Yeah, better schedule that colonoscopy, stat.
Well, that's not the welcome news I was hoping for.
Happy Independence Day, America, from 790 KABC. Make your voice heard.
I've got a lot to say.
On the sound of Southern California.
It's live and it's local.
790 KABC.